Have you heard of Bloom Stories? They offer intimate audio stories, guides, and audiobooks, and they have everything you could want for every mood. Bloom has over 1,000 steamy stories and audiobooks, with new stuff released every Friday. Creating an account is free at bloomstories.com. Listen to some of the free episodes, and if you want to upgrade to premium to unlock all stories, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
This is Good Boy, written and read by Molly Moore. You're such a good boy for me. I like it when you do as you're told, like today, for example. The message I sent you on my way home read, "Be naked on the bed. Use the underbed restraints and attach the ankle cuffs. I will be back at exactly 1 p.m. Be ready." And you were. I smile at you as I walk into the room, and I find you just as I directed, completely naked, ankles keeping your legs apart. You're not helpless, though. Not yet, anyway. Your hands are free, and so all you have to do, if you want it to get away, is sit up and undo the Velcro on each cuff. But you wouldn't do that, would you? Because that wouldn't make you a good boy, would it? Just to be sure, though, I wouldn't want you to be tempted. You smile up at me as I gently take care of your wrists. Attach the wrist cuffs. First one, then I walk round the foot of the bed and do the other. Your cock shifts ever so slightly as blood starts to fill that rope of flesh that hangs between your thighs. I stand and watch, my eyes flitting from your face to your dick. You shift awkwardly beneath my gaze. I wonder how long I would have to stand here just staring at you, helpless before me, to get you really fully hard. You whimper, or is it a sigh? I know the answer, but today is not about that. It is about something else entirely. I grab the wedge pillow from under the bed. "Lift your hips," I direct. Like a good boy, you do as I say, and I place the wedge beneath you. Now you are held up in the air. Your cock falls up your body, and if I'm not mistaken, you are even harder than you were a moment ago. "What's going on?" you ask. "Exactly what you asked for," I respond. "Which is?" "Did you forget?" I reply, as I rummage through my bag of supplies and place them out on the floor at my feet. I could have put them on the bed beside you, but I don't want you to know. Not just yet. "I guess, I mean, it could be..." I interrupt you. "A number of things?" I look at you quizzically before carrying on. "Are you admitting that you may have asked for a lot of things, good boy?" You kind of shrug in response. A little shy grin plays across your lips. It quickly disappears when I pinch a tiny bit of your flesh on your inner thigh between my thumb and forefinger. "Is that how you reply to my questions?" "No, miss." A little hiss at the end of "miss" makes my cunt twitch. I do like it when you suffer for me. On the floor at my feet I have three things. Some medical gloves, lube, and a brand new sex toy. To be precise, a brand new Plex from Hot Octopus. It was your idea, one of oh so many you have shared with me in your eagerness to try new things. I've made a list, a spreadsheet actually, noting down all the sweet little details you share with me, keeping a record of all your wants so that I can use them against you in the future. like now. I slip on the gloves. You twist on the bed, trying to see what I am doing. I love the thought of your frustration. For a moment, I kneel on the floor and fiddle with my supplies, making you wait just a little bit longer. Your eyes immediately travel to my hands when I finally get back to my feet. I watch your face as you take in the scene before you. The look in your eyes when you finally look up at me makes me smile so much. I can see that look, the one I love to inspire. Want and fear all at the same time. Maybe fear is too strong a word. Maybe it's apprehension, nerves. Whatever it is, I can see the discomfort in you, and that makes my kinky heart sing. I pump the bottle of lube a few times, coating the fingers of my right hand liberally with the clear liquid. Wait, what? You stammer. Shh. I croon at you as I settle on the end of the bed between your thighs. I stroke up the inside of your thigh with my other hand, a comforting, reassuring touch. It's okay. You want this. Do I? You respond, a little questioning laugh trailing off. I don't bother answering. Well, not with words. I watch your face as I smear some of the lube across the opening of your tight arse. You tug a little on the ankle cuffs. I'm not sure if it's reflex at the sensation or you testing your bonds, but either way, they will not give you up. I start to apply pressure. Just a single finger, still in a circular motion, but pushing into your hole now. You groan a little, and your cock lurches to one side as you grow harder. I take my time, slow, firm. I want you to be so ready for me. I want you to want it. Ask me like a good boy, I finally say. There's a pause. I wait. It's okay. I know you. I know you want this. Please, is all you manage in the end, and it is all I need. My finger slides into you. You are tight, but also the massaging has helped, and you give way to me fairly easily. The sound you make, though. Oh, I wish I had recorded it, so I could play it back and listen to that sweet sound over and over. Maybe even rub myself to orgasm while I do. I work my finger further into you, exploring, probing, adding more lube as I go, until eventually I find that sweet spot up inside you. And there is that noise again. A cross between a groan and a moan, and I can feel my wetness coating my knickers. Your cock dances and twitches as I gently massage your prostate. Your cock is rock hard now, jutting out from your body, pointing up towards your chest, and the head glistening with pre-cum. Your eyes are closed, brow furrowed in concentration as you focus on the sensations. Fuck me, you look so hot like this. Giving yourself to me, trusting in me. I have to use all my willpower, not to straddle you and lower my aching cunt down on you and take you like this, tied, exposed, mine, my good boy. But that is not the plan. Not this time, anyway. You don't notice me reaching for the toy, so lost in how what I am doing feels. I balance it on the bed between your legs and apply lube to the head, all the time continuing to probe your arse with my gloved-up finger. Your eyes flutter open as I withdraw my finger. You look almost drunk, a soft, woozy smile on your lips, which slowly turns to an open-mouth gasp as I press the head of the toy up against you and push. My finger has made you open and ready, but the toy is bigger than a single digit, and so I ease it slowly into you until the base is finally nestled against your arse. The whole time your eyes are on me, watching my face. I smile up at you as I turn the toy on. The rumble of its vibrations do nothing to mask the words you stammer out. Oh, my God. And I know that is it. You are so close. Your cock is so hard, and you just need... Taking your cock in my gloved, lubed hand, I apply slow, long strokes, watching in delight as your senses overwhelm you and growl and groan and finally cry out. Great white ribbons of your juices spew all over my gloved hand and your stomach. I ease the toy out of you and snap the gloves off. Your breath is just starting to settle as I climb up onto the bed and stand over you. I lift up my skirt, slide the gusset of my knickers to one side, and stand astride your head. Be a good boy, is all I say as I lower my cunt to your mouth. And you are, like always, such a very good boy for me. If you like this, you can find more of my work at mollysdailykiss.com and more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.